Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, and our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good, and after the tough one at Lexington on Saturday, no real rest for Vanderbilt as they now get set to play number 6 Tennessee on Thursday night, again on the road.
Yeah, it's an interesting schedule that we've seen more this year. The SEC, I guess, diversifying a bit on their days, playing, you know, the Tuesday night game and then playing a Thursday night game and playing on Sunday, and so you see a little bit different type of schedule than what we've been accustomed to.
Joe, will they go Thursday or tomorrow night?
No, I would think they would go up tomorrow night.
Okay.
I wondered about that myself, but I believe they'll try to stay as much in routine as possible. They'll probably practice at Vanderbilt tomorrow late afternoon or whatever, and then bust to Knoxville during the evening.
What's the schedule as far as you get in the night before and then the next day, the game being at night? Do they have a shoot around at midday or something?
Yeah, usually you get in that night and you'll have a snack about 10 o'clock or so and meetings there, and then they'll turn in for the night, have their wake-up call, have breakfast, then go over for a shoot around. And I'm sure that he'll want to get the team over into Thompson Bowling Arena because of the type of facility it is, that big arena. And get the guys who haven't been there before in it. So they'll have a shoot around sometime late morning, maybe even noon or so, and then come back, pregame meal 4 hours before the game, and then head over. So it's a pretty standard routine that they go through, very little deviation usually from week to week.
Joe, I went back and watched quite a bit of the Vanderbilt-Kentucky game again yesterday.
Did we win it?
No, unfortunately. It was a tie at the end of regulation, though. but some of the shots that Shane Foster made were incredible. The fadeaway off the baseline in regulation was maybe the best shot I've seen him make all year, maybe the toughest anyway. But do you think he needs to put it on the floor and take it to the hole a little bit more, or are you comfortable with what he's doing on the outside?
I thought he could have that day. I thought Joe Crawford was doing a pretty good job on it defensively when he was catching the basketball. And Shane's got the ability to drive a little bit and pull up and take that jump shot. And I think most would have liked to have seen him kind of put it on the floor a little bit and challenge them a little bit more defensively. To his credit, as you said, Shane made some big shots down the stretch. The one you talked about, of course, the three to send the game into overtime was a big-time shot. But I think he's got the game where he could do that a little bit more and take advantage of those situations. It might have helped on Saturday. It might not, but I had thought of that too.
Joe, pack your bags. I already know where you're headed in March. Joe Lunardi, bracketologist for ESPN.com,
okay,
says the Doors are a fifth seed, will face Siena in Tampa.
That works. I would take Tampa. That'd be fine. You know, it's funny because they were seeded as high as three early on, you know, before the loss. And I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you guys heard the call-in show last night. Let me revert back. I had the chairman of the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee on at halftime of our game on Wednesday against South Carolina. He was here, and he's going around the country watching everybody play and talking about the process. But Kevin talked last night about he had really wanted to sort of jump the guys a little bit, really turn up the heat after the South Carolina game because he kind of felt like some guys weren't handling the success as well as he would hope. And according to Kevin, he got talked out of it. You know, his staff said, no, let's not get hard on him. Let's keep encouraging him. Let's keep being positive. And he says he wishes he had done it before the Kentucky game because it was apparent that there were a couple of guys. You know, you win 16 games and you're undefeated and you're trying hard. You want to be coached, but you kind of get in the back of your mind that thought, well, you know, we'll find a way to get out of it regardless. And you don't stick to your principles, don't do the right things, and it caught up with them. So I think the message got sent after the loss. We'll see how they respond on Thursday.
Joe, where's the guy that's the selection committee head from this year?
He is the athletic director at George Mason, O'Connor.
Okay, I'd seen him on TV, but I couldn't remember where what school he represented.
He had already been to like 40-something games. He'd seen 80-plus teams play already. So I guess his goal is to get around and see as many teams as possible. So it's not a bad gig to have.
Seen a lot of basketball teams, not his own.
Exactly.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys. We'll see you.